Blog Talk Radio.
Fit for Life Radio. Our show is dedicated to making it easier for you to reach your weight loss goals. We feature guests who are here to share their experience, knowledge, and a little inspiration. Let's join our host, Carol Dunlap, in the studio now.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today for Fit for Life Radio. I am so happy to have you here. I am happy to be here, and I have a very special guest who's going to come on in just a second. I'm so excited about this guest because it's one of the subjects that we don't talk a lot about on this show, but it's very necessary and needed in our life, and I'm sure that when we start talking about it, you are going to want to hear all the things that we're going to bring about. But first, before we get there, I wanted to let you know that today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/livingthefitlife. So right after the show, I want you to go. Don't do it now, but right after the show, go over there, log on, get your 30-day free trial. Now, as far as what's going on with me, you know, we have the Women's Weight Loss and Wellness Summit 2015 that is going on right now, and it's been amazing so far. Day one was yesterday. You know I'm crazy right now because I got all these emails from everybody, you know, if they could log in, kudos and all this. So I'm surprised my computer is even still working because it was lit up on fire all day long. So I wanted to thank everyone for the support that you've given, everyone who is out there actually going through the summit, listening to the presentations, and not only that, but the premium members who have upgraded and have been able to access the downloads. You know, if you upgrade, you can get the video, the audio, the PowerPoint presentation, plus you get the Take Action Now workbook. And that workbook, I'm telling you, is 65 pages of not just like words on a page. It is actionable items that you can use right away, put in your life right now, start doing them so you can get your life on track. So for the rest of this week, you can get the summit, all of that stuff, all the presenters, everything, and plus lifetime access to it for only $67. I mean, come on. The Take Action Now workbook actually is valued at $97. It should be higher, but just to get that book alone, that is worth the cost of the summit. So I want you to go on over to loseweight2015.com right now, sign up. It's absolutely free to sign up, and you can watch all of the videos. They are live for 48 hours. So if you can't get to them right now, you can look at them. And, you know, they're going to be live for 48 hours, like I said. A new video, a new presentation premieres at 12 noon, at 4 p.m., and at 8 p.m. Eastern. So every single day, got some new stuff going on. And believe me, you are not going to want to miss this. You are going to want to see it. So log on for free right now, Lose Weight 2015. Okay, enough of that stuff. Let's get to some good stuff that we want to talk about right now, and that's sex. Everybody wants to talk about sex, but we're going to use it in a good way. We're going to talk about how sex can help you lose weight. And my very, very, very extremely special guest, Dr. Kat Smith, is on the line. How you doing, Doc? What's up?
I am wonderful. Happy New Year, and we're going to help those folks fulfill those resolutions.
I know that's right. You know, I never quite looked at how sex can help you lose weight. I mean, I know it can, especially if you get really involved, but I am so interested in learning how we can use this, something that makes us feel good, something that, you know, a lot of men want and a lot of women want too, and how we can use it to make us feel better, lose weight, all this good stuff. So we're going to get on into that in just a minute. I would like for you to tell our audience, you know, how did you come about doing this? And you are a sister, too. I don't see too many sisters out there talking about sex. I see us, like, being objectified by it, but to really get into it and the sexual intimacy and all that. So I want to hear your story.
Well, I'm a doctor of human sexuality, and I'm also certified by the American College of Sexologists, and I decided to become a sexologist because I wanted to really understand the dynamics of sex, and it's more than just the physical expression of the passion or desire we feel for someone. But it
right.
it is a connecting thing. It's an energy thing. And I also wanted to understand the trauma side of sex and how to help women who may have suffered sexual trauma, which is my focus. But as a survivor, I wanted to be able to give back, and so I wanted to learn about sex and how it really is an enhancement to the relationships, and which is why I call myself America's intimacy expert, because the foundation of relationships is intimacy, which encompasses the trust, the affection, the care, the support, the respect, all of that stuff and more, and the sex is one way we physically express that.
That is so true. I love it. I'm so glad you're here today. And so, to jumpstart everything, let's just start from the beginning. How can sex help us lose weight?
Well, you know, we call sex adult fun, okay? And what better way to engage in some fun is to get physical. And so when you have sex, it's like a fun exercise. Okay, it exercises your brain, your heart, and your entire body. And there was a study that was conducted by the New England Journal of Medicine that at least 6 minutes of sex burns about 21 calories. And 30 minutes of sex can burn in the neighborhood of 85 to 100 calories. Okay, and so, you know, that's getting into some, you know, vigorous sex. Okay,
right.
But you can burn between 100 and 300 calories per half hour when you add your favorite yoga position. So if you want to try, you know, some different moves in your sex, you know, yeah, you can try that down dog move, you know.
I know, that's right. You know, I was just thinking about that. Sex exercise. I saw that. I worked for this Black Health magazine a few years ago. And they had this couple that did an article in the magazine, and it was called Sexercise. And they did all these different moves that you could do while you're having sex, but there were also exercises that you can do, you know, fully clothed and everything. So that was really, really interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, and having sex in the morning is a great idea for several reasons. A man's testosterone levels are at their highest between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. You know, we don't recommend that you load up on carbs the night before, you know. But, you know, you can serve up some, you know, it could serve as a warm-up, you know, for your morning exercise. So you have a little morning sex and then go do your workout. You know, hey, you got a good thing going there.
For real. Let me ask you this, is there any truth to what guys say, like, or people, I guess, in general, if you have sex before you work out, then your workout's just, you know, it's not going to go well, or you use up all your energy. How would that work?
No, well, if you do it in the morning, what it does is it enhances the workout because you're using it as a warm-up. Okay? Now, if you've gotten all your rest, there's no need for you to be depleted. It kind of like it gives you that burst of energy. And you know, the athletes, you know, in sex, if they are really working out hard for the game day the next day, yeah, you don't want to go and engage in some heavy, you know, sex play. You want to just kind of let your body absorb what it's done and be ready for the next day for the game.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So no excuses, anybody. Just because you're going to work out, you'll have sex in the morning, you know. You never know about people. And as we're talking about sex and we're talking about overall health, why is sex good for our overall health? I know people are just waiting with bated breath to hear this. How can sex make me better, more healthy anyway?
Well, overall, sex is the strongest energy that we have. And I'm talking about, like, you know, energy like on a spiritual level. It's more powerful than any energy that we have. And the circulation and the flow of sexual energy affects the mind, the body, as well as our emotions. And there's been research that's been done with Queen's University in Belfast, Ireland, that having regular sex increases the lifespan of humans.
Wow.
You know, people of the same age health who had more frequent orgasms faced 50% less death rate than those who didn't.
Get out of here.
Yes. So, because, you know, I'll go into it in a minute, but it really does. It helps in so many ways. And sex decreases a man's chance for heart disease when he has sex at least once a month.
Wow.
Okay, so that's those two reasons in itself is a good reason to reason why to have a healthy, active sex life.
Now, what about women? Said in men, what about studies on women and sex?
Well, you know, we're always trying to look younger when you use all these creams and lotions and we're doing injections and all this stuff. But
right.
In Scotland, they did a study, and it has been shown that if you have more sex, at least four times a week on average, you can look 7 to 12 years younger.
Uh-uh. No way. Wow. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Because you think about it, it's relieving stress. It's balancing out your emotional and your mental state. You know, it releases. Okay, first of all, you can get fewer, you get sicker less. You get sick less because you reduce the amount of colds you receive. Okay, or you can catch. Okay. Also, it releases many compounds in the brains, which are a lot of them are hormones, and they bring us closer. There's the oxytocin, which is referred to as the cuddling or bonding hormone, and it increases your emotional connection to your partner. It's elevated when a mother breastfeeds, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oxytocin increases. And it also can, their partners can experience that also that increase when she's breastfeeding or when they're involved with the babies.
Wow.
So you get that increase of oxytocin. And just touching or hugging or kissing can raise your oxytocin. I always tell my clients, don't do that drive-by kissing thing. You know, stop. You know, look them in the eye, give them a nice hug, squeeze them a little bit, and just enjoy, you know, feeling close to your partner and receive the benefits of getting that oxytocin.
Exactly. Two things about the oxytocin. In the Weight Loss and Wellness Summit that's going on right now, it's coming up probably, I think, tomorrow, Jemana Nazar. She was talking about de-stressing and things like that, how to get a hold of stress. And it was one thing that you and she are kind of combining, and that's that hormone. And she was like, that is a hormone that women use for prosperity. If you want, you know, to be prosperous and to get, you know, all this good stuff coming to you, then you need to hug more because that's a prosperity hormone for women. It was very interesting that she said that. I was like, ooh, wow. And then the other thing that brought up in my mind several years ago, I mean, this is a long time, like 20-something years ago, I was a member of Church of Christ, and we had a preacher, and he was a forward-thinking guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, I think we were attending some marriage thing or something, and he said, you know, this is how you keep your marriage alive. Every morning before you leave, you get your wife, and you, both of you together, you kiss, and not, you know, like you said, the drive-by kissing. He said, I want you to really stand there and plug it in for a while. And everybody, you know, of course, you know, just start laughing. But he was, like, serious. Like, come on. Really, you know, engage in this touching and feeling and really be present in that moment. So it's good to know that all those years ago, what I heard from a preacher in the church, in the middle of the sanctuary, and what I'm hearing from you as a sexologist and a professional person who is talking about, a clinical professional who is talking about keeping your sex life healthy. Same thing. That's so awesome. I think that's just so awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. I mean, if people understood the benefits, it also, in relieving the stress, it also decreases blood pressure and cortisol levels. So, you know, it also is good for inflammation. You know, and earlier we were talking about some yoga poses, but learning tantric sex, which is a meditative practice, can help channel the sexual energy and that would normally leave the body during an orgasm, but you could bring it back into your body. And Tantra is an exotic art of prolonging your passion play. You know, it helps, you know, build the arousal slowly so that you both can, you know, stay below the point of orgasm as long as possible, and focusing that full sexual energy and arousal and stimulation into your five senses, you know, and connecting all of your chakras. It's, the result is like an out-of-body, you know, orgasm, just a static orgasm. And believe it or not, men can also learn to be multi-orgasmic.
I've heard that before.
If they just learn to feel what their body is going through, and then they can control that sexual energy, and then when they do have an orgasm and an ejaculation, you know, because an orgasm and an ejaculation is totally different things. And when they have that ejaculation, it can be powerful, and it just heightens their whole experience.
I've heard about tantric sex for a long time, the practice. I've heard about it for a long time. And I think my husband and I tried, you know, dabble a little bit into it, but from what I'm hearing from you, it has to be something that you're really committed to, and what I've heard from other people. And it can be something that you can really, you know, enlighten you in the experience and everything, especially now that I've gone through a hysterectomy and I'm forced into menopause because of I had cancer, you know, and I had all that stuff. So now I'm at a point where, you know, I think I'm suffering mentally and emotionally from all that. Because, you know, my body and everything that once was at 20, 30, 40 years old is not the same as it is now. I mean, look great as people tell me, but, you know, I'm sure from the practice of going through all this that having your ovaries and your uterus removed does something to you, and it does something to you mentally. It does something to, you know, hormones. It does something to everything. So I'm kind of having to relearn myself and get myself into, you know, again, so... That sounds really interesting. I might have to try that out. I'll bring it up to my husband and see what we're going to do.
There you go. There you go. And,
oh,
you know,
man.
One more chemical that we release is endorphins. And they have a natural chemical structure that's similar to morphine. And so you've heard of that runner's high.
Right.
Okay, well, endorphins provide that same rush. But you don't have to run all these miles to get there. It's more fun by making love, right?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Ooh, I love it. In just a moment, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the foods that can help increase your libido so that you can burn those calories. So take a quick break for a moment because I wanted to tell you about our sponsorship from Audible.com. They're a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is www.audibletrial.com/livingthefitlife, you can get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service. So please support the show and go to www.audibletrial.com/livingthefitlife after the show is over and sign up and get your free month and your free book. Okay, now, Dr. Smith, we were talking before about the food. So what kind of foods can we eat to increase our libido so we can burn those calories? You still there?
No, you didn't lose me. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Ooh, it went out. You know, live radio, sometimes it just kind of goes out.
Yes, I know. But, no, I'm still here.
Okay, cool. So the foods, what are the foods that can help us increase our libido? The stuff we need to be eating.
Oh, yeah. There are some wonderful foods. And, you know, we all try to eat healthy as a resolution anyway, not just to lose weight, but just to so that we can live longer and have a more productive life. But, for instance, figs are great for the libido. But, you know, they're rich in other nutrients as well. But since we're talking about sex, we're going to focus only on what relates to sex. Everybody knows oysters. Oysters have been, you know, a staple for increasing the libido, but it's really high in zinc, and it creates testosterone, so that's a good one. Celery, blueberries, peanuts, bananas all have bromelain. So bromelain is anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
Or but actually, bananas have bromelain, but the other three are great for antioxidant. Garlic is good for blood flow, and it has nitric oxide, which is good for performance. Okay, so you want to have sex, but you also want to last. You know?
Yeah.
And get that burn in there, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And even chocolate, you know, which is why Valentine's Day, it's a staple, because it has the potential to boost a man's sexual stamina as well as a woman's. Everybody thinks, oh, give
really?
A woman chocolate. Yes.
Wow. I knew it would work with women because, you know, take our chocolate away, you might as well just cut our throats because we love
yes.
the chocolate. But I did not know that it works so well with men, too. But maybe they don't know. They just think, okay, we'll give this chocolate to her because, you know, that's going to get her revved up. But they're revving themselves up, too. That's pretty cool.
Yes, yes. And two more, cabbage helps with the flow of blood also, and it helps with arousal. And going back to celery, celery has another ingredient. It's androsterone, which is a hormone that's released in a man's sweat, and so it turns women on. So, men, eat that celery if you want to attract that female.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I heard something else about celery now. Everyone, you know, if you like this or if you don't like this, whatever. But I heard that celery is good to make a man's sperm taste better. Well, not sperm, but you know what I'm saying, when you ejaculate.
Yeah. Yes. It's ejaculate, huh?
Yeah. There you go.
Well,
Thank you for the proper word.
Yeah, well, they say we are what we eat. And I always tell women, if you want to, you know, really engage in some awesome oral play, then make sure you're not eating like jalapenos or spicy food or, you know, garlicky foods, you know, a couple of days before you're going to be engaging. Now, sometimes if it's sporadic or, you weren't planning, you know, you're getting a quickie or something, you know, we understand you can't go back and think, oh, what did I have for lunch, you know. But if you really want your man to enjoy or your woman to enjoy, you know, your love play, your oral play, you should just kind of stay away from those foods so that the sweet foods, the naturally sweet foods and naturally clean, fresh-tasting foods like the cucumbers and the celeries and then all of the fruits, the real sweet fruits like pineapples and mangoes, those fruits really enhance our bodily fluids.
Ooh, that sounds like a good salad that you could make before, you know, like a couple days before, a day before, whatever. You have this really scrumptious, beautiful, healthy-looking salad that you serve for dinner, and you're like, honey, this is the best. And he's just like eating it all up, and you're like, mm-hmm, yep, gotcha.
Just think about it. By the time it really gets through your system, it processes through your system, it's we are what we eat.
Exactly. Oh, you've given me, you know, I love this show, this segment. I was really looking forward to it and talking to you because, like I said, I don't talk a lot about this on my show because it's mainly about weight loss. You don't really, I guess, put weight loss and sex together. But I love talking about sex. It's one of those taboo things that I think shouldn't be taboo. We need to have more freedom to talk about it and to be honest and upfront about it and really talk about it like it's not hidden in a closet. It's, you know, it's real stuff that goes on in real people's lives. So, you know, why not have it out there? So
yeah.
I love that. So we got one more question here. Now, where else can we increase our desire for sex?
Well, you know, we need to get sounder sleep, okay? And sex helps us get that. You know, a lot of times we just pass out after we have sex, okay?
Right.
But allowing yourself to get really good sleep, it helps you in your overall health. But sex helps you get really sound sleep. But where we can really increase our desire for sex is we can kind of, I call it decluttering.
Mm,
when we declutter
yeah.
our lives, we can then also maintain the stress in our days. And
mm-hmm.
if we stop and take time to really appreciate the person in our lives, then it releases those oxytocins and those hormones that make us feel closer to them. And then naturally we start to gravitate to each other. Just think about when we first, you first met your lover, or your husband or your partner or whatever. You know, there was that excitement, that attraction. You couldn't touch them enough.
Right.
Couples sit so close together because they just, it's like a drug. It is a drug that you're
mm-hmm.
releasing all this, these wonderful feelings that are just flooding your body, and you get addicted to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you stay on a phone all night and you fall asleep with the phone. You're just breathing
yeah.
on the phone. I mean, yeah, you remember those times. Once you kind of get settled back into that first dating kind of time of your relationship, you can kind of reminisce about how you felt back then. And it does. It brings back that closeness, and you want to enjoy that again. I tell couples to always, you got to, reignite the passion in your relationship. Have that date night,
mm-hmm.
have a time and date that's dedicated for just you. Kids aside, parents aside, if you're taking care of elderly parents, tell them, okay, this is our day, and let nothing
right.
come in between it. And you share that special time. And, if you have to come up with a system, when we have a sock on the doorknob, that means we are busy, do not come in.
I know that's
that
right.
Yeah, and you can trade off those with kids. You can trade off your kids, have the sleepover with another couple's, kids. Have your kids going over, and that way they can have a date night when you take the kids to your home. So you got to be creative and think about how you can, really return back to that time when you just shared quality time with each other. And also make sure your bedrooms are free of clutter as well, because you can declutter your emotional and physical and mental selves, but your physical selves in your home. You have to make sure your bedroom is conducive to romance, to intimacy, and it doesn't, just because you have an office in there, you're being reminded of work, or if you have exercise equipment in there, you're being reminded, and dirty laundry all over the place, or, you don't want to be reminded that you have unfinished business. You want to be able to relax and spend time with your partner there in very sort of romantic, sensual surroundings.
Exactly. I love that. Oh, that's great. You've given us some awesome tips that if we can follow them, even a few of them, I think people will feel much better. Because what I'm hearing from you, if we take care of ourselves, which was actually the overall theme of the summit that's going on right now, and we didn't even discuss this, but all the presenters eventually wound up talking about self-care. So I think taking care of yourself sexually is another way that you can take care of yourself, period, and that will make you feel better. That will make you lose weight, keep the weight off, not keep the weight from coming back, and just be a better person all around and not be so stressed out about the whole life. I love that decluttering the room. Now, why don't you tell us how we can find you and get more of you, because I know you have some programs going on and some people may want to connect with you to help their sex lives and lose weight.
Yes, well, I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. And you can find me at drkatsmith.com. That's drkatsmith.com. And there will be links across the top of the banner to connect with me on social media.
Awesome. I'm actually going to do that today because I love what you're talking about. I love to talk to you, and I want to continue this conversation in other ways. So I think this is absolutely fantastic. And I want to thank you today for taking time out of your busy life, your busy schedule, and coming on and helping us to have better sex lives so that we can actually be better. Be better, do better. That's what I like to say.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I enjoyed it, too. It was great and awesome. And everyone out there, please, please, please log on to Lose Weight 2015. Sign up for the summit that's going on right now and get your healthy dose of how to take care of yourself. And please go and visit Dr. Kat Smith's site and get the other information that you are missing right now. And please join us again next time. Next Tuesday we'll be on again. So until then, everyone, stay fit.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information on products and services offered on today's program, go to www.optimumbodysculpting.com and click on the fitness blog tab. We'll see you next time on Fit for Life Radio. Thanks again for listening.